Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, Saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is January 20th, 2022.
Thanks, wars and well, glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. In case of an emergency and you need to talk to Dan, text him, let him know you're going to call him on his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can find the breaking news and Wichita Mission updates, radio program archives, and everything and all of our contact information is at our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, folks. On another note, let's thank our listener base that's worldwide in places like
Kawasaki, Japan. I know that because I used to ride in Kawasaki. Okay, Bangueo City, Philippines, Dublin, South Africa.
No, that's Durban. There's no L in it.
Durban, South Africa, and in the USA we have Berkeley, California, Lihue, Hawaii, Albany, New York, and Kansas City, Kansas remains the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast when it posts later tonight to branch.podomatic.com. That's branch.podomatic.com. And Paris, France is number two.
Paris, France. Okay, folks, send us a text to my phone at 316-619-4886 and let me know what city you're hailing from. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio now goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Please just bless this program tonight. In your son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Now the song.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the prick. In measured 100 weight and penny pounds. When the man comes around.
Yeah, Johnny Cash, amen. He did a lot of pretty neat songs other than just, you know, I mean, gospel songs. He did gospel songs, and I don't know if exactly you call that gospel, but it's, you know, a really good song by Johnny Cash. He did some other ones that people need to really listen to. Anyway, let's go with this.
Are you awake? New data from the life insurance companies.
First off, where was your brain at? Was you off someplace?
I'm just fine. No, oh, okay. I'm fine.
Okay, anyway. Go ahead.
Okay, new data from the life insurance companies confirm that Americans are dying in unusually large numbers. Okay, January 19th, 2022. Death is in the air. Unless you have been living in a cave for the past 12 months, you already know that is true. Old people are dying, young people are dying, famous people are dying, and countless hardworking Americans that make up the backbone of our economy are dying. For months, I've been writing articles about the mystery of the missing workers. For the very first time in the U.S. history, we have a severe shortage of able-bodied workers, and this is one of the biggest reasons why we are facing an unprecedented supply chain crisis today. Millions of Americans that were working prior to the pandemic seem to have disappeared from the system, and now it has become clear that a lot of them have simply died.
Okay, stop a second. First off, folks, this is from Michael Snyder. You all folks know him. He comes on the program about once a month. But my, the point that I want to point out before we read on with this is that, you know, I have a lot of followers on Twitter, and Twitter... every day that I pop up Twitter, somebody's relatives come on there and say, well, you know, the person that owns this thing or whatever, you know, well, that's my father and they're dying, or such and such is in the hospital, or pray for me because my aunt died or I'm getting ready. I mean, Twitter reads almost like an obituary. There are so many people that are dying, you know, that it keeps coming on over there. And the same way with Facebook, I've got about 4,000, about 4,000 something, followers on Facebook, and it's the same way. You know, I turn on Facebook and people are sick and people are dying, and it's not all, it's not COVID. It's not they're all coming on and saying they're dying from COVID. They're dying from heart attacks and other things from that. And so, you know, it's the kill shot. That's what's doing it. But anyway, so let's go on with this article from Michael Snyder.
Okay, before I discuss the new life insurance numbers that have been revealed, I want to do a quick review. Earlier this month, I wrote an article about a large life insurance company in Indiana that announced that the death rate for working age people covered by their policies was up 40% from the pre-pandemic levels. The head of the Indianapolis-based insurance company, One American, said the death rate is up to a stunning 40% from the pre-pandemic levels among working age people. We are seeing right now the highest death rate we have seen in the history of the this business. Not just at One America, the company's CEO Scott Davidson said during an online interview or online news conference this week, the data is consistent across every player in that business. A 40% increase in death rate is really bad news for the life insurance company because they make money when people don't die. In fact, Davidson said that a 40% increase in a single year is just unheard of.
Yeah, a 40% increase. And we're finding out that all the time they're redoing the numbers and saying that less and less people died from COVID, but died with COVID, meaning that they died from something else. They just tested positive for COVID. But so we're getting to the root of the matter is something is killing people at a big, big, huge number. And the only common factor for that increase is the vaccine. Go ahead.
Just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a 3 sigma or a 1 in 200 year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic, he said. So 40% is just unheard of. Davidson's remarks sent shockwaves all over the internet because they were one of the first hard pieces of evidence confirming the fact that Americans are dying in unusually large numbers. But of course it was going to be extremely important for other life insurance companies to confirm that such a dramatic shift was indeed taking place, and now that is starting to happen. According to Reuters, the amount of money paid out by global life insurance companies absolutely skyrocketed during the first three quarters of 2021. The global life insurance industry was hit with reported claims due to COVID-19 of $5.5 billion in the first 9 months of 2021 versus $3.5 billion for the whole of 2020, according to insurance broker Howden in a report on January 4th. While the industry had expected lower payouts due to the rollout of vaccines, we definitely paid out more than I had anticipated at the beginning of last year, said Hanover Re board member Klaus Miller. Let's assume that the claims in the fourth quarter of 2021 came in at the same pace as the first three quarters of 2021. That would be another $1.83 billion, and it would give us a grand total of $7.33 billion for the year. So basically, the amount of money that global insurance companies will pay out for 2021 will be approximately double what they paid for 2020.
So look, that's a lot of people who are dying, and like I said, there's confirmation that, I mean, literally, you know, Twitter looks like an obituary column. It's just ridiculous. Go ahead.
Okay. Needless to say, that suggests that the death rate for those covered by such policies roughly doubled. In that same article, it was reported that one life insurance company actually had its claims in the Americans more than tripled during the third quarter. Dutch insurer Aegon, which does two-thirds of its business in the United States, said its claims in the Americans in the third quarter were 111 million, up from 31 million a year earlier. That isn't normal.
That's more than doubled.
Yeah, it's like tripled.
Yeah, and he designed says this isn't normal.
It's almost tripled. 10 more million to be tripled.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Reuters is telling us that claims for MetLife and Prudential also rose, but we were not given specific numbers for those insurance grants. Was this a grant?
Go ahead.
Okay. U.S. insurers MetLife and Prudential Financial also said life insurance claims rose. South Africa's Old Mutual used up more than its pandemic provisions to pay claims, and reinsurer Munich Re raised its 2021 estimate of COVID-19 life and health claims to 600 million euros from 400 million. So now we have solid confirmation. A lot of people really are dying. And interestingly, an entire separate investigation by the Epoch Times has also shown that deaths were unusually high in 2021. They analyzed death certificates data from the CDC, and they came to the conclusion that the number of deaths among Americans aged 18 to 49 increased more than 40% in the 12 months ending October 2021 compared to the same period in 2018 to 2019. Health Department in several states confirmed that to the Epoch Times that they are looking into a steep surge in the mortality rate for people aged 18 to 49 in 2021, a majority of which are not linked to COVID-19. Deaths among people aged 18 to 49 increased more than 40% in the 12 months ending in October 2021 compared to the same period in 2018-2019 before the pandemic, according to this analyst, by the Epoch Times of death certificates data from the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. This is a bombshell information. Americans are dying in enormous numbers, and that trend is almost certainly going to continue throughout this coming year. Most of you that are reading this article know people that have died over the last 12 months. Deaths unexpectedly came from countless Americans in 2021, and countless more will also die in 2022.
Okay, so here's the point. You know, when we see people, not only the job losses are for, the, and there's a numerous, a huge amount of people that are quitting their jobs, and so that makes up their staying home, but a huge amount of people are just flat dying. And like I said, you know, it's really sad. I don't even like to turn on Twitter, because I turn on Twitter and it keeps popping up. You know, people are dying like flies. They're dropping dead. And that confirms what our suspicion is. It's saying it's not what they call COVID deaths. They're dying from something else. So if you look to see into other things, which we don't have time to read all those articles and things, but it points to myocardial functions, you know, which means heart-related inflammation and things is the number one, but all kinds of other weird deaths with autoimmune system, you know, people popping up with cancers and all kinds of things. And so it truly is a death shot.
That is all what? Caused from the vax.
Yeah, caused from the vaccine. Yeah, absolutely. It's just crazy, and it's going to go on. You know, they're trying to, you know, it just makes you at what point. There's people that absolutely know what is going on, the people that are behind it or whatever, you know, and people in the companies and everything. But at what point you got to wonder, does some, you know, who knows and who doesn't?
It's cover up after cover up after cover up, just like the cover up you just told me on Tuesday. I'm still in awe and shock over that the cigarette companies have changed their warning on their packages of cigarettes to read.
Go ahead. Don't remember.
This product may cause blood clots and heart failure. Really?
They jacked it up to say the same things that people are dying from COVID. That all these things.
They're
are.
Blaming it on the cigarettes now.
No, they're blaming it on the cigarettes. Yeah, they changed it.
Oh, my God.
And so, but this is a death shot. I don't know where this is going to go in. We're in a lot of trouble. People don't get it. We are in that time at the end. It's going to get worse. It's not going to go back to normal. It's not going to go back to function. How can it go back to normal when we have all these people out there dead? Okay, well, tell them where they can find us, and we'll go to break.
You can find all of the radio program archives and mission updates. Contact information is all over at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Whether you are pre-trib, mid-trib, or pre-rath, or post-trib, whatever your position is, this book will help you to find the truth. If you're really looking for the truth about the rapture, I honestly believe you will find it in this book. It'll settle in your spirit because the truth is the Holy Spirit knows the truth about the rapture. And one of the reasons that the people other than post-trib can't seem to find peace about this is because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell them that they don't have the truth. That is, until they find post-trib. But either way, this is going to help you to find the peace about the rapture. I really recommend you get it. We offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10. 1 for 20, 10 for 30, and 20 for 50 at prophecyclub.com. 1 for 20, but don't do that. 10 for 30, 20 for 50, give you extras to give to your friends. Because once you read this one, you're going to be handing this to your pastors, to all of your Christian friends, and just ask them to read it. If they get through the first chapter, they're going to read the whole book, and they're going to love it, and it's going to help them to really find the truth about the rapture. How Pre-Trib One at prophecyclub.com.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors, the mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Back. This is Pastor Dan and
Sister Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, a lot going on out there. Biden, that's what we're going to talk about. Yesterday, you know, they're losing. They didn't get to get their, okay, let's back up. On yesterday and the day before, they were trying to vote in a change to the filibuster so they could change the voting laws to federalize the elections, which takes the power away from the states and puts it into the head of whatever the Congress says, you know, it would be the rules. And they were saying they were doing it because of all the new rules that states had passed about having voter ID. Well, Democrats don't want voter ID. They want it cheap. You understand? Of course, most everybody knows that. Okay, well, they couldn't do it because there's 50-50, you know, in the Senate. And so they couldn't pass the bill, so they needed to change the filibuster thing that says it's like this. If they pass a law in the Senate, it takes 60. It takes not just 50, but it takes a majority, You know, it takes it 60 votes in order to pass something in the Senate. Right now it's split 50-50 with Kamala Harris. Like I said, if they both voted 50-50, Kamala Harris, the vice president, whoever it would be, and right now it's Kamala Harris, would get to make the tiebreaker. You know, so she's always going to vote with the Democrat. But because of the filibuster says they have to have 60 votes and not 50-50. So they wanted to change it. So they had to get the right votes, you know, to change the filibuster. They had to vote on it or whatever. Anyway, and so because two Democrats held out, you know, because they don't believe in changing the filibuster, it would give too much. They even believe it would give too much power to one side. You know, which it clearly would. You know, they would just, you wouldn't believe what all they would pass. If they all of a sudden got rid of, if they got rid of the filibuster, you wouldn't recognize America in a couple of days or a week, you know. Okay, so here's the point. So they couldn't change the voting laws. They're going to need a national emergency.
Oh, here comes martial law.
Well, but there has to, so what's the martial law going to be?
The aliens are attacking us.
Okay. Here's the point, though. We do pretty much know what it's going to, what it's possibly going to try to be. Well, right now we've been, Russians have been talking about, you know, that Ukraine at one time was part of the USSR, you know, that was big Russia. And then when it fell, then a lot of states, like Ukraine, became independent states, no longer part of Russia. Where Russia still considers it part of their territory. And so anyway, they've been bickering about the border, and the Russians were talking about, because a couple of counties, like, you know, in a state, you have counties or states, part of Ukraine actually did want to be part of Russia instead of part of Ukraine. So to make a long story short, you know, Russia's talking about going back in and seizing some territory. Now, right now, though, let's go like this. Ukraine, while they want to join NATO, which is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization or whatever, that protects, that was formed after World War II, to stand against threats like when Hitler or Russia or whatever. And NATO, if you're a NATO state and you belong to NATO, that means anybody else in NATO has to defend you. Well, Ukraine is not part of NATO. We are no way, in any way, obligated to, help Ukraine. If Russia decides to go across the border, it's really none of our business, you know, flat out. It's not impact America at all in any way, shape, or form. Would not impact America no matter what they will say. So anyway, to make a long story short, so this is what's going on. So, The Russians have been sending many, many troops to the border and everything, and it looks like they're getting ready to invade Ukraine. Well, so Biden is actually, you know, egging them on in a sense. And then, you know, he wants to have a war. He wants them to invade. In fact, he made statements that sounded like that. Go ahead and invade. Let's go with this a little bit of yeah, that's right. Of course, yes, he needs a war. He needs a war in order for before the 2022 elections come up about, you know, so he can steal the elections. Anyway, so let's read a little bit of this, and we've got to get in deep about it. But right here, this is Wag the Dog, American News, January 20th. Biden administration reportedly seeking conflict with Russia to restore credibility.
Okay, Kamala Harris, Vice President, wants to avoid armed conflict in the election year, and yet President Biden is demoralized on the foreign policy front end and anxiously wants to regain some credibility. In a data dump given to Human Events on Wednesday evening by the White House staffer, they state that the Biden administration is allegedly using the growing tensions with Ukraine and Russia and the reportedly impending conflict as a way to restore credibility and divert attention from the crippling failures of their agenda. Now, I told you before that this administration is going to be using Ukraine as a way to wag the dog, said Human Events' Jack Posavi in Wednesday's episode of his podcast. Posavi continued to explain that wag the dog is when you are faced with is when you are faced, when an administration is faced with a domestic crisis, crippling failures of their agenda across the board, just like Biden administration is experiencing now. They would use another crisis to mask the failures of their administration. As I said this last Friday when I said today was the end of Biden's administration because it was all intents and purposes, they have negative political capital, and I said what they are going to do. They are going to use this crisis in Ukraine, Pelosi continued. They are going to use the potential of an armed kinetic conflict, sending Americans over there, the sons and daughters of the deplorables, to be in the harm's way over this border dispute as a way to destroy their credibility for their domestic and international agenda, he continued.
Okay, so what he's talking about, create a war, distract us from these other failures. That's what he's talking about. And so that he can do some things. But let me get on down here. I'm skipping a lot. But the guy that let's go here. Start back in right here.
Okay, Biden wanted to send Sullivan and Bonnie Jenkins to Moscow, but no response from the Kremlin, dead silence. Austin has been consulting with Panetta and Carter. Both of them are saying, just let him have what he wants. Yeah, Jan Kuang, the White House chief of staff, is running around thinking that he is Patton, saying that that we need to mobilize EUCOM and publicly commit to defending Ukraine by military force. The message from the White House staffer continued. He thinks that Biden can be the leader who defeated Putin. The divide is strikingly deep. Kamala, vice president, wants to avoid armed conflict in an election year, and yet President Biden is demoralized on the foreign policy front end, anxiously wants to regain some credibility, so he's leaning towards the confrontation.
Okay, so they're the guy. You know, this is what they're stirring up. They're literally trying to stir up a war with Russia. And, you know, Biden made statements. He said, after promising unprecedented sanctions on Russia, which is an act of war. In other words, if Russia invades, the first thing he's going to do is stop him from using any kind of transaction that consists of American money. And oil and everything in the world is based on American money. So it's basically saying you can't do anything. That will immediately start. If a shooting war hadn't started with Russia, it will start right then because Russia isn't going to stand for it. He's trying to take us into a war that just, you know, it's like other people. It's like Tulsi Gabbard, she says a Russian conflict will end life as we know it because at some point, you know, it's even prophesied, by Dmitry Dudeman and others that, you know, they're going to attack America. We're going to take us into a war with Russia. That is really what the goal is. And, I agree that Russia and China is energy independent, but it isn't just energy. It's everything else that they buy and sell and trade from other parts of the world. It isn't just energy. It isn't just gas and oil and electricity. It's the money they can't do. They can't go and spend some countries are in China and Russia's pact. They have to buy goods and things from other countries, like grain and different things like that. There's commerce. Commerce is worldwide. Yeah, they can get away with selling oil back and forth, but they can't get away with Russia and China both have to go out of their country to buy resources for food and textiles and other things. And so, you know, it's just a huge, huge mess. The point is, it will take us to war. Regardless what they can buy or sell, it's not going to go good. Biden needs to be removed from office I never wanted to see. I was fine basically with Coast and him instead of Kamala Harris, but at least Harris is smart enough. She says, I don't want a war with Russia, you know. So they need to remove Biden from his mentalness, you know what I mean, because he isn't right, and put her in charge and at least she will not.
Actually, they need to take them both out and put our legal president in there.
Right, but if you took them both out, if you did that to both of them, That means Nancy Pelosi's president.
No, you didn't hear what you went
I
right
know,
over.
You said put the other one, but that
is our legal president in there.
Okay, well courts are exposing, and folks, yeah, courts are exposing that slowly, slowly, slowly. It takes years.
Yeah, by the time they did that, his two terms would be up. Yeah.
Right. So the point is that's not going to happen. You know, they're not going to just magically put Trump back in office. That's just not going to happen. If people are waiting on that, it's not going to happen. He's not going to come ride in on a white horse and save us. What will happen is they got to do something before 2022, because 2022, they will lose the power that they have in Congress, and they can freeze anything Biden does, because we will take back the Congress. But they're trying to find a way for illegal voting
to stop
for
that.
2022.
Yeah. So they can keep
that.
All the power.
So
yeah.
That means this year. Some bad things, really bad things, going to happen this year.
Yep.
And so anyway, we're going to go to some prophecy on America. And we'll go right here, and I'll read it because I want to. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. This is George Washington's vision that George Washington had of America. Now, we've talked about it before, but I'm going to read it right now, and I'll let my wife help me out here in a minute. Anyway, the father of our country, George Washington, was a man of prayer. We have all read how he went into the thicket many times to pray during the winter when his army was at Valley Forge. However, little publicity has been given to the vision and prophecy he received at that time. The first-hand account of his vision was given in 1859 by an old soldier named Anthony Sherman. He gave it to a writer, Wesley Bradshaw, who published it. In the vision, God revealed to George Washington that three great perils would come upon the Republic. He was given to know that America was going to go through the first peril at that time, which was the American Revolution. The old soldier who told the story of the vision said that the nation would soon see the account verified by a second peril descending on the land. The account was taken from the reprint in the U.S. War Veterans paper, the National Tribune, in December 1880. The National Tribune is now called Stars and Stripes. This article was reprinted in the Stars and Stripes in December 21, 1950. In the report of this phenomenon, most important heavenly message for us at this hour, Wesley Bradshaw wrote, The last time I ever saw Anthony Sherman was on the 4th of July, 1859, in Independence Square. He was then 99 years old and was becoming very feeble. But though so old, his dimming eyes rekindled as he gazed upon Independence Hall, and he came to visit once more. And this is the message he disclosed. "Let's go into the hall," he said. "I want to tell you of an incident in Washington's life which no one alive knows except myself. And if you live, you will before long see it verified. Mark the prediction. You will see it verified. From the opening of the revolution, we experienced all phases of fortune, now good and ill. One time victorious and another conquered. The darkest period we have had, I think, was when Washington, after several reverses, retreated to Valley Forge, where he resolved to pass the winter of 1777. I have often seen the tears coursing down our dear commander's careworn cheeks as he would be conversing with a confidential officer about the condition of his poor soldiers. You have doubtless heard the story of Washington going in the thicket to pray. Well, it was not only true, but he often used it to pray in secret for aid and comfort. And God brought us safely through the darkest days of tribulation." Now, I'm going to skip part of what he says, because I only have a short period of time to bring this over. The first two pearls, I'm not going to read that. But folks, you can go to my website and see it, because I don't have time. But the third one is what we're interested in. The first pearl was the American Revolution. The second pearl was the Civil War. But the third and most fearful is this, and this is what I want to talk about. Again, this was an angel talking to our president, George Washington. And so this is what it says. "Again, I heard a mysterious voice saying, 'Son of the Republic, look and learn.' At the dark, shadowy angel placed a trumpet to his mouth and blew three distinct blasts. And taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled it upon Europe, Asia, and Africa. Then my eyes beheld a fearful scene. From each of these continents arose thick black clouds that were soon joined into one. And throughout this mass there gleamed a dark red light by which I saw hordes of armed men. These men, moving with the cloud, marched by land and sailed by sea to America, which country was enveloped in a volume of cloud. I dimly saw these vast armies devastate the whole country, the villages, the towns, and cities which I had seen springing up. As my ears listened to the thundering of the cannon, clashing of swords, and the shouts and cries of millions in mortal combat, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." Where the voice has ceased, the dark shadowy angel placed his trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long and fearful blast. Heaven intervenes. Instantly, a light of a thousand suns shone down from above me and pierced and broke into fragments, the dark cloud which enveloped America. At the same moment, the angel upon whose head was shown the word Union and who bore our national flag in one hand and a sword in the other descended from the heavens, attended by legions of white spirits. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were well nigh overcome. In other words, they were almost lost, but who immediately, taking courage again, closed up their broken ranks and renewed the battle. Again, amid the fearful noise of the conflict, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." As the voice ceased, the shadowy angel for the last time dipped water from the orange ocean and sprinkled it upon America. Instantly, the dark cloud rolled back together with the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. Once more, I beheld the villages, towns, and cities springing up where I'd seen before, where the bright angel, planting the Assyrian standard that he had brought in the midst of them, cried with a loud voice, "While the stars remain, so shall heaven send down dew upon the earth." So that's how long the Union shall last. And taking from his brow the crown in which blazed the word Union, he placed it on the standard while the people were kneeling down. Amen. Now, here's the interpretation, but I can show you how long America will last from that. I can show you by the scripture real instantly. I'm going to get to it. Anyway, the Ascena began to fade and dissolve, and I saw nothing but rising, curling vapor as I first beheld. This also disappeared. And that's Washington. And I found myself once more gazing upon the mysterious visitor who in the same voice I heard before said, "Son of the Republic, what you've seen is thus interpreted. Three great pearls will come upon the Republic. The most fearful for her is the third. But the whole world united shall not prevail against her. Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God and his land in union." With these words, the vision vanished and I started up from my seat that I felt I'd seen a vision whereon he had been shown me the birth, progress, and destiny of the United States. Now, how long did it say that it would last? As long as there were stars in heaven, right? Okay, so let's go with this. Yeshua was asked by his disciples, when he was going to return, when Yeshua was going to return. And while we don't have time to read the same thing, but in Matthew 25, towards the end of it, this explains when the stars aren't going to be there. So I'm going to pick it up at 25. And he says, "Behold, I have told you before, whereso if they say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not. For as lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man. For whosoever, wherever the carcass is, the eagles will be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the what?
Stars shall fall from the sky, from the heaven.
And the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with the sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds from one end of heaven to the other." So the point is when's the stars fall from heaven? After the tribulation. How long did the angel tell Washington that America was going to last?
As long as there were stars in the sky.
As long as there were stars in the sky. Ergo, so what do we have? America, in some form, will last
until the end of the tribulation.
Until Yeshua returns. Now, that doesn't, but there's a great thing going to happen. I mean, there's a terrible war coming to America. Dmitry Duderman also picked the same thing. He talked about America being invaded and also under attack by nuclear weapons. This, at some point, is going to happen. I don't know if we're coming up to that point, but any kind of war with Russia is not going to be good. The world will never be the same. We are never going to be the same. And so, folks, you need to pray. You need to get ready. You need to get your households ready. You need to be about your Father's business. And you need to get ready. You, whether it's for war or the food prices going up dramatically, you need to get ready. If you can, you need to stock up. Back up the people that are on talk radio. I'm sure you listen to other people besides me. Pick out your favorite, the one that's doing the most work, and back them up. Do what you can. Be about your Father's work. Anyway, so what's going on? We got about 3 minutes. What's going on in Mission Church?
Feeding people.
Feeding people.
And it's cold out.
Well, so what do you need?
Well, everything you need, we need, basically. You know, right now we need warm stuff, clothes. We need clothes, we need coats, we need blankets, we need gloves, we need scarves, we need hats, we need the whole nine yards, socks. Oh, we had somebody bring a small bag of socks Tuesday. Boy, they were all blessed. They were lining up. Well, I want a pair. They went quick.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah. They went quick. I don't think everybody got socks. Manny hands them out, so I don't know, but I don't think so.
Well, where did the socks come from?
A donation.
Oh, that was just came. There's some still in there, I think, in the bag. I'll look.
He grabbed a bag and then gave them all out. I don't know if there's any more or not.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we're out. We need to get those shoes sorted so we can get
them. Yeah, we're going to give them out Friday. I just got them mated Tuesday. I have to mate them before I can give them out.
Oh, she did get them.
I had 6 pairs that didn't have shoestrings, and I know I've got a bag of shoestrings. I haven't had time to look for them, so, yeah.
That bag of shoestrings, I think, came back here to the house. And it was used.
Yeah, so there were 6 pairs that needed shoestrings.
Right. So, but basically, the basics is winter stuff. You know, we had a miracle, you know, so to speak. You know, our walk-in cooler was down, and we thought that, you know, we were told by a repairman that it needed a complete overhaul, about almost $8,000.
Yeah, after we were almost stiffed by somebody, or tried to be stiffed.
Well, that's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, exactly.
And they tried to stiff us for almost $8,000.
Yeah.
And then my sister found somebody that had donated work before, and they came down. And fixed it. It was just a thermostat.
Yeah. Put the coolant back in that the other one took out, and it worked
well.
Right.
There you go. Took the coolant.
Well, he said it had two. It was doubled coolant, so he took the coolant out and then left. Well, the cooler was on 50 when it came. The reason he came. Well, when he left, it was on 60. So by taking it out, it made it worse. Well, then Sharon got the other guy. By the time I left Friday, it was already on 38, so, yeah, I'm sure it's 32 now.
Right. Well, it don't need to be much over 32. It's not a cooler,
it's
not
a freezer.
A freezer.
Right.
But if you go in and it's all
froze. Yeah, it was
froze,
on 38 when I left, so.
Yeah, it doesn't need to get down past 32.
Hopefully it's not froze everything.
Yeah. Okay, moving right along. Anyway, so pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. You can donate online, over the phone, mail a check or money order. Find all that information at prophecyhour.com. And remember, folks, if you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. It's not free. Donations keep us on the air. You got about 30 seconds. You want to say anything?
Yeah, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And all donations come from your where? Your heart. And when you pray for Jerusalem, you pray for the Messiah to return.
You're supposed to say those in the right order.
And it doesn't matter in order, as long as I say it all right. I said it all, so it's all out there. Pray about helping.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, remember that we do 2 radio programs a week, live programs, and listen to them both. Share them with others. Pray for us. That's the number one thing you can do to help us. Next, after that, share the programs with other people, you know, and visit prophecyhour.com. But the big thing you really need to remember that there is only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way of the Father. Remember, always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Father, please bless and keep them. Make your space shine upon them and be gracious to them, Father, and like no one or nothing else can. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen and amen. Anyway, folks, an hour from now, we'll see you. Pastor Dan saying goodbye and...
Be blessed. Shalom. Be blessed. Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.